Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A government shutdown just days away, with lawmakers in Washington under pressure to get a spending plan done.
The government is normally funded through 12 individual appropriations bills. What's happening here is that normally what Congress would do is say, hey, we're going to fund all 12 of these different bills until this date, and then we'll have this debate again. Johnson's taking a slightly different approach in that he has chosen two different dates for different sets of bills. So on January 19th, Congress will have to contend with the deadline for funding things like Veterans Affairs and housing. On February 2nd, other bills like defense and homeland security are going to come up.
ABC's Ali Pekarin. Doctors at Gaza City's largest hospital say they're desperately low on supplies and without electricity as Israeli forces surround the hospital. IDF says Hamas has a command center underneath it, something staff deny. An effort in the U.S. House to impeach Biden's homeland security secretary over his handling of the border failed on Monday. This is ABC News. Investigators in California now say the fire that forced the closure of I-10 in Los Angeles was the result of arson.
Crews are now taking concrete and rebar samples from the elevated portion of the I-10 freeway to find out how badly it was damaged. Chunks of concrete came off, exposing rebar in the fire. Toksama Shokin, California's transportation secretary, saying,
"We will find out more information today from those bridge samples that were taken."
Wood is being used to shore up areas so the freeway can't collapse, but how long the freeway might be shut down as it is now is totally unknown. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A federal rule that goes into effect next month could make it easier for millions of workers to unionize at big companies. The National Labor Relations Board says it's setting new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers, which could force big companies like Burger King or Amazon to participate in negotiations alongside their franchisees or contractors. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A government shutdown just days away, with lawmakers in Washington under pressure to get a spending plan done.
The government is normally funded through 12 individual appropriations bills. What's happening here is that normally what Congress would do is say, hey, we're going to fund all 12 of these different bills until this date, and then we'll have this debate again. Johnson's taking a slightly different approach in that he has chosen two different dates for different sets of bills. So on January 19th, Congress will have to contend with the deadline for funding things like Veterans Affairs and housing. On February 2nd, other bills like defense and homeland security are going to come up.
ABC's Ali Pekarin. Doctors at Gaza City's largest hospital say they're desperately low on supplies and without electricity as Israeli forces surround the hospital. IDF says Hamas has a command center underneath it, something staff deny. An effort in the U.S. House to impeach Biden's homeland security secretary over his handling of the border failed on Monday. This is ABC News. Investigators in California now say the fire that forced the closure of I-10 in Los Angeles was the result of arson.
Crews are now taking concrete and rebar samples from the elevated portion of the I-10 freeway to find out how badly it was damaged. Chunks of concrete came off, exposing rebar in the fire. Toksama Shakin, California's transportation secretary, saying,
"We will find out more information today from those bridge samples that were taken."
Wood is being used to shore up areas so the freeway can't collapse, but how long the freeway might be shut down as it is now is totally unknown. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A federal rule that goes into effect next month could make it easier for millions of workers to unionize at big companies. The National Labor Relations Board says it's setting new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers, which could force big companies like Burger King or Amazon to participate in negotiations alongside their franchisees or contractors. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, AM 1590 and 97.9 FM WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A government shutdown just days away, with lawmakers in Washington under pressure to get a spending plan done.
The government is normally funded through 12 individual appropriations bills. What's happening here is that normally what Congress would do is say, hey, we're going to fund all 12 of these different bills until this date, and then we'll have this debate again. Johnson's taking a slightly different approach in that he has chosen two different dates for different sets of bills. So on January 19th, Congress will have to contend with the deadline for funding things like Veterans Affairs and housing. On February 2nd, other bills like defense and homeland security are going to come up.
ABC's Ali Pekarin. Doctors at Gaza City's largest hospital say they're desperately low on supplies and without electricity as Israeli forces surround the hospital. IDF says Hamas has a command center underneath it, something staff deny. An effort in the U.S. House to impeach Biden's homeland security secretary over his handling of the border failed on Monday. This is ABC News. Investigators in California now say the fire that forced the closure of I-10 in Los Angeles was the result of arson.
Crews are now taking concrete and rebar samples from the elevated portion of the I-10 freeway to find out how badly it was damaged. Chunks of concrete came off, exposing rebar in the fire. Toksama Shakin, California's transportation secretary, saying,
"We will find out more information today from those bridge samples that were taken."
Wood is being used to shore up areas so the freeway can't collapse, but how long the freeway might be shut down as it is now is totally unknown. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A federal rule that goes into effect next month could make it easier for millions of workers to unionize at big companies. The National Labor Relations Board says it's setting new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers, which could force big companies like Burger King or Amazon to participate in negotiations alongside their franchisees or contractors. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Everett Noah, longtime host of The Daily Show, comedian. Actually, he's in Chicago this week.
Right.
Great guy, I think. He has a new podcast called What Now? And we're going to talk about this more in our show later on this afternoon. But he put something out on Instagram this weekend or last week, which I thought was fantastic. And he talked about the need to have conversations, and that just having conversations cannot be the dangerous part. If we're afraid to have a conversation, that in and of itself is dangerous. And I think what we see here is, whether it's Trump's spokesperson or this other issue that we're going to talk about a bit later in Ohio, if we're afraid and we can't even have thoughtful conversations, we're in a bad spot. And to your point, Jane, this sort of rhetoric, it's dangerous. And it has to be called out. And it can't just be, oh, all Republicans are terrible. It's like, no, this is a specific instance where the leader, the leading person that's leading the Republican nomination ticket, is taking things from Mein Kampf and Hitler. And this just has to be called out for what it is.
I absolutely agree with you, which is why we wanted to kick off with this topic. Words matter. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Words matter.
Yeah.
The words that you choose, words are powerful. The pen is mightier than the sword. That's where that phrase mm-hmm. comes from. And I think it's important for people to recognize also that when he sends out these messages, it's never unifying. It's always, you know, to the my supporters, great, and then the haters and losers. The haters and losers are all the people who do not support me, and I'm assuming the haters and losers and his non-supporters also deserve to have our existence crushed. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair assumption.
I think it's a total fair assumption. And again, what disturbs me as well and frustrates me, quite frankly, is the media, whether it's the New York Times and some of their headlines over the weekend regarding this, they love to play up or play down what Trump is saying. You saw very little coverage on Saturday of President Biden's speech, which was fantastic. He was at Arlington National Cemetery. He stood there and talked in unifying terms, never brought up a partisan attack whatsoever, and spoke about his son, Bo, being a veteran and going there. And his dad looked at him and he said, why are you doing this? And Bo said,